Whisper Radio WFG 707 in Kensington. Broadcasting on the frequency of 162.400 MHz. This broadcast originates from NOAA's National Weather Service in Champaign, Minnesota. Serving listeners over a portion of West Central, Minnesota. The current time is 11:17 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
At 11 p.m. in Alexandria, it was clear. It was 71 degrees, or 22 degrees Celsius. The dew point was 60. The relative humidity was 68%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.09 inches and rising. Around the state, at International Falls, it was clear. 76 at Chester, and 71 at Central. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 79 at the Twin Cities, 70 at Brainerd, and 59 at Duluth. And now taking a look at some west central Minnesota locations. Temperatures were between 70 and 75 degrees. At Glenwood, it was clear. It was partly cloudy at Purvis Falls, Detroit Lakes, and Vincent. It was mostly cloudy at Morris and Appleton. It was cloudy at Lewis and Ortonville. Across the Dakotas, at Sioux Falls, rain was falling with a temperature of 75. At Grand Forks, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 68. At Fargo, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 68. It was cloudy with a temperature of 75 at Watertown and 73 at Brookings. Once again at 11 p.m. in Alexandria, it was 71 degrees under clear skies.
The regional weather synopsis and forecast for the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. An inverted trough will continue to travel up through the western half of the Dakotas and extend from extreme northwest Minnesota to the eastern Dakotas by early tomorrow afternoon. A surface ridge with high pressure will dominate the remainder of the five-state region on Friday. By tomorrow evening, a warm front will drape itself across much of the western Dakotas. A shift of showers and thunderstorms are expected tonight in the Dakotas, western Minnesota, and southeastern Wisconsin. Isolated convective activity will also occur over Iowa. Severe thunderstorm washes exist tonight over south-central North Dakota and across north-central and northwestern South Dakota until midnight. A slight chance for showers and thunderstorms reappears on Friday for most of Iowa and southeast Minnesota. Scattered convective activity is also in the cards tomorrow for western North Dakota and western Wisconsin. Lowest temperatures tonight will fall back into the mid-50s to mid-60s in North Dakota and Wisconsin, the mid-60s to mid-70s in Iowa, and into the 60s across all of South Dakota. Temperatures will recede into the 50s and 60s across Minnesota. Highs tomorrow will top out into the mid-80s to 90s across the Dakotas, with the 80s to lower 90s in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Finally, highs will ramp up into the mid-80s to mid-90s in Iowa. The forecast for west central Minnesota. The rest of tonight, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 65. East winds 10 miles an hour. Friday, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Highs around 85. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Friday night, partly cloudy. A slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 70. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Saturday, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, shifting to the southwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 30%. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Low 65 to 70. West winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday and Sunday night, partly cloudy. Highs around 90. Lows around 65. Monday and Monday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs around 85. Lows around 60. Tuesday through Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Highs 75 to 80. Lows 55 to 60. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs 80 to 85. Once again, The forecast for rest of tonight, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 65. East winds 10 miles an hour.